Hello?
Hi there. The Bigger, Better, Cheaper Company?
Yes.
Hello, this is Eric over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, by the way. So, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I'm calling to speak to you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services in your area.
Okay.
I'm sure that you and your company can handle some more business at this time. Is that right?
Yes.
And how soon would you be able to get to these customers?
Actually, within a couple business days.
Okay.
Everything's starting to pick up.
Perfect. And as of now, are you solely focused on residential? Can you handle commercial? Are you doing both or just res for now?
I'm mainly focused on residential, but I can do commercial.
Okay, excellent. And is this a brand new company? Did you just start it up this year, or how long have you been in business now?
I've been in business for a couple of years now.
Congratulations. And, you know, the only reason why I ask is because I did want to get to know your company a little bit better regarding how you get your clientele. For example, I would imagine that most of it by now is by word of mouth.
Yeah, and I actually signed up for a couple programs like Thumbtack and Angie's List.
Okay.
I got a lot of leads from there.
Okay. And in addition to that, I mean, are you still handing out business cards? Do you have a website? Are you using any social media platforms?
I'm actually slow to start. I've been mainly word of mouth and passing out business cards.
Perfect. And I know you say you just signed up with Angie's and Thumbtack. And, you know, what's your experience been with those guys? Have they been working out for you? Is the ROI there?
It's been hit or miss. Some are good, but, you know, I can waste a lot of money on leads
because
you know, the actual getting the job versus all the money that I spend trying just to get the leads.
Right. No, I definitely hear you. So those guys are actually business directories. They're a third-party company to Google, right? So what they're doing is they're reselling you the leads from Google, but not only are they selling them to you, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, you found out by now where they tell you that they also sell those same leads to their contractors or to your competitor, right? So it's kind of difficult to close those deals out. So they're pretty much the middleman between you and Google. And between both of them put together, how much do you pay now for both of those services?
It's pretty expensive. Almost $1,000
a month. Oh, man. And that's a month? Man, I hear
you.
So here when you're working directly with Google, which is what we're offering you here today because we had a position open up, right, in your service area. Speaking of which, are you solely focused in Akron, Ohio, or not so much in that area but surrounding areas? Or how far do you travel
from the work? Most of my work does not come from Akron. I usually spend majority of my time in the Bedford, Strongville area.
Okay. And is that as far as you'd be willing to travel? I mean, for the right customer, of course.
I mean, if the money is right, the job is always going to, you know, speak for itself. I don't have a problem with going at least 50 miles. I know at most 50 miles on a radius.
And that's all around, right? Or in a specific direction?
Yeah.
All around. Okay. Perfect. So a few of the benefits of working directly with Google is that here, the customer calls you directly. Okay. Another thing is that we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So these clients are going to be exclusive to you and your company only. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And in addition to that, you don't get charged per phone call. You don't get charged per customer. You don't get charged even for the jobs that you're going to be able to concrete with our service. Okay. It's unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads. Now, the price to the service is a fixed rate that you pay month to month, but there's no contracts here, all right? And that's just a few of the benefits of working directly with Google. Now, at this time, is it just you running your company, you and a crew? Do you have a business partner or sole owner and operator?
Just a business partner at the moment, but I do have crews available.
Okay, perfect. My name's Eric, by the way. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? I'm sorry, I didn't ask you your name. What is your first name?
My name is Marcus.
It's a pleasure to speak with you today, Marcus. So, Marcus, let me ask you, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, I know you said you had a business partner, but I'm sure that your business partner does trust your judgment when it comes to making decisions for the business?
Not fully. We make sure we let each other know what's going on before we sign sale anything.
Right. It's more of a 50-50 partnership, so you wouldn't be able to make, you know, you don't have the final say for the company.
No, I try to make it fair. Now, if it's something
exactly.
That's like, yeah,
no,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Marcus. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, if it's something that's like completely like, you know, that's a, why wouldn't you take that offer type deal? Yeah, but, you know, when things come monetarily, it's always best if we sit down
exactly.
And talk about it, crunch our numbers.
Exactly. So, Marcus, I was actually going to get to that. So, look, Marcus, getting down to brass tacks here, I'd always be more than happy to give you a call back. Obviously, you do want to take your partner. You know, we don't want to leave him out of this equation either. So, what I wanted to ask you directly was if we could make our service affordable for you, Marcus, and offer you a better service than what you have with Angie's and Thumbtack put together, seeing as how, you know, I just told you they're business directory, so they're pretty much reselling you the leads from Google, and here you'd be working directly with Google. So what I want to ask you is if we can offer you a better service at an affordable rate. Obviously, if we speak to both you and your partner, I'm pretty sure, I mean, you'd both be willing to consider this for your business. Is that right, Marcus?
Yeah, that sounds definitely interesting. That's something we can talk about.
Perfect. Marcus, go ahead and give me a time. I'll give you a call back. I'd be more than happy to. What's the best time for me to reach out to you both, you know, maybe at a certain time when you both be together or, even if you could call him right now, Marcus, if you have some time, you know, you could get him on the line with us and I'd be more than happy to fill you in both on the details, for this listing for pricing.
Mm-hmm. He's not available at the moment. I'm actually waiting for him to give me a call back and I can, you know, mention that to him, but as soon as he gives me a call, I can, go over this with him and we can reach out to you. But far as what would the pricing be, so I can give him something a little tangible to hold on to.
Right. So, Marcus, the service is going to run you anywhere from $12 to $18 a day, depending on the package that you choose, of course. Right. But again, you know, that's why I wanted to speak to both of you. That way I can explain to you the type of strategies that we'd be applying and how the service would work and how it's actually really going to benefit you. But that's the price range, Marcus, anywhere from $12 to $18 a day. But like I said, it's not a service that charges you per day. Remember, I mentioned to you that it's a fixed rate that you pay month to month. But here you'd be working directly with Google, unlimited phone calls, unlimited leads, no contracts, and we don't have any sort of communication or contact with your clients, Marcus. That's why they're calling you directly in real time, because they're already online looking for the services, where Angie's and Thumbtack, they're taking those customers in real time and they're pretty much just setting up a call back, and they don't even know, Marcus, when you're reaching out to them, that they're talking to the bigger, better, cheaper company, right? They just see the phone call coming in, they're going to take that call. They know that they submitted information for them to get quotes, but I mean, Marcus, you know, taking it directly from a person that's in sales, there's nothing like having the customer call you directly and for them to know who they're actually speaking to. Does that make sense?
Correct. Definitely. It makes a lot of sense.
All right. So, Marcus, what's the best time for me to, you know, give you a call back?
You can give me a call back, let's say today around 5.
Around 5 p.m.? Got it. Marcus, I'll give you a call back. My name's Eric. I'll be in contact, okay? I appreciate you.
No problem. You have a good one, Eric.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.